Hey, buddy, welcome to Matt Men, your source for all things professional wrestling. I'm Andrew Zarian. I'm joined by the original New Day baby, Rich Namboli.
I am the New Year's Day baby,
New Day baby.
I got a big baby body, and I'm a man, and it's I'm a boy. It's a new day.
It's a new day.
What's up, man? Happy New Year.
On? Happy New Year. Merry Christmas tomorrow.
Oh, Merry Christmas, right? And happy anniversary, Mr. Gonzo.
Happy anniversary, Mr. Gonzo.
Jesus.
Monumental moment in his life.
In his career.
Yeah, in his career.
I peaked.
Yeah, tomorrow. He peaked on that day.
Oh, it's so good. Yes. Thank you, Jonathan. Jonathan's here, too. Jonathan, our producer.
We've become a morning show now.
I know.
That's what we are. Best. We've become shock jock. Somebody left a comment and said, I hate the shock jock humor.
Oh, come on.
I'm like, what do you think? Hey, Rich. Have MG ride the Sibian.
You know, if that ever happened, I feel like he'd explode.
He'd blast off to his home planet.
I think he'd be like, all right, guys, if you want me to. And then it would just be a complete disaster.
The show is all about professional wrestling. A lot of news to break down. Listen, I know we're going to have a lot of first-timers here. I'm going to just lay it out to you. This is nuts, this show. This is a wacky show. We don't deliver just the news.
Right.
We have really off-the-wall conversations here. Sometimes it's a serious show. Sometimes we barely talk about wrestling. Today, there's a lot of wrestling. And I'm sure there's going to be a lot of dick jokes, too.
Absolutely.
You know?
Can I also
WrestleZone is going to quote that. Yes, go ahead, Jonathan.
I will tell people, the new timers, pay very close attention, because something that we're joking and fucking around with here may just be a gimmick in 6 months. It has happened numerous times.
Numerous times. It happens all the time. Jonathan, are you off today?
The new timers. I like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I'm off today.
Yeah, I could tell.
Yeah, you're way off. You're always off.
I can tell you're off today. Let's go into this. Actually, Rich and I had a great time over the weekend. Last week, I brought the kids, my wife. We went to the garden for the MSG show. It was a little housekeeping. I'll talk about this before.
Yeah.
Because I thought it was a lot of fun, and I love talking about my kids' experience at a wrestling show. Because guess what? We were kids when we all started watching wrestling, and it's a great measure of what's clicking and what's not.
Yeah.
When WWE is doing these metrics on success of a character, they very much incorporate the next generation of fan and what they like.
Absolutely.
Well, I'll tell you. Billy, good friend of ours.
Yeah, Billy East.
Billy East, always a tremendous, tremendous human being.
Good guy.
Has allowed my kids to have this amazing opportunity in one of my favorite places to go, Madison Square Garden. My kids get like carte blanche. They walk around that place like they own it, which is unbelievable to see. But he hooked us up with a meet and greet. So Kofi was in the meet and greet.
Very awesome.
What a pro. Smile on his face the entire time. Spoke to everybody.
Total mensch.
My kids, you know, got to meet him. And Billy comes in the room and he's like, who's ready for our next guest? Our next group of superstars. And it's Rhea and Dominic. And my kids lit up. They love them, okay? My daughter has a huge crush on Dominic.
Ah, so good.
I honestly think it's her first crush. And I'm like, great. You know, typical. From Queens, you got to love a dirtbag a little bit, you know?
Yeah.
It's genetically in us. But, man, Rhea and Dom were such pros. So my son, Hunter, which a lot of people ask me, did I name him after Triple H?
Mm-hmm.
You will figure it out.
You will decide.
It's whatever you want it to be. My son Hunter, he's like, oh shit, Dominic. He's like, Dominic. I can't wait. I'm gonna ask him a question. I want to ask Dominic a question. I'm like, great, ask him. He'll answer. Can I ask him? Yeah, Dominic. He goes up. And he's like, I'm gonna say, what's up, Dominic? And I'm gonna give him a pound. That's what he said to me. I said, great. He goes up. He goes, what up, Domino? And Rhea looks and starts dying. She goes, Daddy Domino.
Perfect.
I'm into it. Perfect. So they got to meet him. We had great seats. The kids were thrilled to see CM Punk wrestle. They were chanting. They were screaming. They were jumping. They had a blast. And that garden was bumping.
Yeah. Sellout.
15,000. Every seat that was available was sold out. So it was fantastic. I absolutely loved it. Then Rich and I went to World's End.
Party time.
Do you want to talk about that when we get to World's End, or do you want to kind of talk about it now?
We had a blast. We had a blast. So we got we did a little pregame. We took a car out there, met up with a lot of fellow podcasters. Balor Club guy Justin, very nice to meet you. Corey, Andrew, and JD was there too.
Yeah.
Kyle showed up. We were all hanging out. Our buddy Alex showed up. Great pregame to the show. Got our press passes. Went to the show. Let me tell you something about getting a press pass for AEW or any show,
yeah.
Right? A lot of people on the internet think we're paid to go there. We are not. You apply, you submit your credentials. We've been on the air for over 10 years. We have pretty good stats, I think, you know, like
yeah.
You host The Observer. We've been doing the show forever consistently. So, you know, you get vetted. They send you multiple emails with a lot of instructions, you know, where to be, how to behave, how to dress, etc. And then you go, you mind your business, have a great time, and then we got invited to the scrum, which was fantastic.
I melted. I was melting at that point. It was a very long day.
I feel like it was Vegas when I forced you to walk 2 miles, and I was like, let's go to the scrum. It's late. I had a lot of energy because we were worried that we were going to fall asleep at like 10 o'clock.
No, dude, we were fine. Yeah, it was great. It was fantastic. You know, and I didn't have like work stress that day.
Yeah.
So I was able to enjoy myself. Went to the scrum. You know, I was very honored that we were invited.
Absolutely.
I'd love to go again. We will go again.
We will go again.
But you know, it was my first time going to a scrum, and I was shocked at how, like, you're in like this kayfabe vortex.
Yes.
Right. Cause you know, you have the talent that's in character, obviously.
Half in character and in character. Tony Storm, full character.
Tony was fantastic.
Yeah.
Even Tony Khan.
Yeah.
You know, he's doing a character. So, listen, for me, I did not feel it was an appropriate place to ask anything.
No.
And I'll tell you why. The questions I was going to ask Tony, I know the answers to, and I know I'm not getting an answer.
Right.
So, you know, people are like, how come you didn't ask a question? You know, it's 1:30 in the morning. When it started, it was like closer to 1.
Yeah.
It ended closer to 2:30. I had nothing to ask.
Yeah.
I wanted to sit and observe. Next time I know, now I know what the process is and I'll do it. But Rich had a lot of questions.
Oh, I had a lot of questions. All right? So,
and let me just say this.
Yeah.
And then I want you to talk about it. Rich is not a journalist.
No.
I can't even read. Rich likes the human piece, okay?
Yes.
Rich likes that. Rich wants to know you know, personal things. He's not a business guy.
Mm-hmm.
He's not a journalist. You know, we were there. We were invited because we're media. And Rich asked some decent questions. Rich asked Tony, and I thought this was a great question. What would 14-year-old Tony think of? Like, you know, we were all 14 years old. I talk about my experience and the fact that I host the Wrestling Observer, the fact that I do this, the fact that I'm able to break news for you guys. It's a total privilege. And 16-year-old me, 14-year-old me, is thrilled that I've created this weird bubble where all the things that I love, I do.
Exactly.
I get to do this with my best friend. I get to do a job that is a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I get to talk about professional wrestling. You know, this is what I enjoy doing.
It's a lot of fun.
Rich asked, you asked Samoa Joe, what does it feel to, well, how does it feel that you're finally like almost vindicated as like, I am the guy. I thought that was great. You had a hysterical question to Tony, Storm, about what's it like to sit next to someone as beautiful or something like, what was it?
No,
you were talking about Tony Khan.
Cause she started saying, if you're going to ask me a question, preface it with your New Year's resolution.
Yeah.
And I said, my New Year's resolution is to look as good as Tony Khan right now. Cause Tony Khan had like her big hat and sunglasses.
Yeah.
And then I asked her, what is her favorite starring role? Right.
Yeah. Great question. Listen, she's in character. You got to ask that.
Exactly. So like, you know, like I always, these people, like in my perspective, again, I'm not a journalist. I always like to ask, and whoever's seen the show or has seen us interview people, we always like to ask the human stuff because these people are humans at the end of the day. I know, shocking, hard to believe. And also, to pull the curtain back a little bit, this is the thing that kind of like drove me crazy after seeing the chatter online, right?
Yeah.
The way the scrum works is you sit in a room, let's say there was maybe 25 people there.
Yeah.
If any,
yeah.
Right?
We're right in the front.
We're in the front. So there's two guys with live mics, or there will be a live mic, right?
Yeah.
They individually go, if anybody wants to ask a question, please put your hand up. So a guy in front of me would put his hand up first, and then I would put my hand up, and somebody else would. So they'll go, okay, this is the order, 1, 2, 3. And that's it, right? It's not the White House press room
yeah.
where your journal is bouncing off each other's questions. You know, you show up like I had my shit ready. I knew what I was going to ask and I did. Right. And yeah. I'm sure a lot of these other guys were the same way.
Listen, there were people from Fox 5. There were people from USA Today. You know, they asked. I mean, listen, Tony got asked three times the same freaking question. Right.
Exactly.
And it was the same answer every time. You were not getting an answer.
Right.
My question, if I had to ask Tony something, I would ask about WBD. But we obviously know there is no answer.
Right.
And I know what the answer is. And there is no answer right now.
Right.
Publicly. And I don't want to. Listen, I do this because I enjoy doing it. I don't want to make anybody feel uncomfortable. That's not my job. I don't do that. There's plenty of other people that are way better at it than I am that like to talk about stuff like that. I like to talk about the fun.
Dude, we just came off of a 2-hour wrestling show.
Five hour. So, you know, I thought Kate from Fightful had some really good questions.
Yeah. Let me interject.
Yeah.
So here's the other thing too, the way it works also. You're not assigned questions, right? You raise your hand. So in a room of 20 people, and to also do a little side note, and you're the same way, you don't want dead air.
I don't want dead air.
Right? So in a room of 20 people where there's nobody raising their hand, guess who's going to raise their hand? The guy who does not like dead air also, you know? So pretty much like, hey, I got one, you know? Same thing with Kate. She's like, hey, dead air? I got one too, you know? So it kind of looked like we were dominating the thing. And there was like another guy from, I think, Spain there too, who's asking some good questions. A lot of people were there asking good questions. But when there was dead air, what are you going to do? They want to fill up time, you know?
So I thought it was great, you know? I had a blast.
Yeah.
You know, next time I'll definitely ask a question. This one I sat back and I wanted to observe. I wanted to see what it's like.
Can you ask the question my buddy suggested?
Tony did. I did send a message and Tony was like, it was great seeing you guys.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Very nice.
So,
Andrew's
there. And then I said, how much money are you paying us for asking softball questions?
The softball questions.
Yeah.
They paid us a lot of money.
Yeah.
Next time, Andrew's Aaron, Matt Min podcast, do you want to see my little dance?
Ooh, do you want to see my little dance?
start doing it.
I could do my inappropriate one from Christmas.
That, you know, like I would love to see you and Danny Garcia.
Do it.
Have a dance off. He was Danny Garcia seems like such an effing sweetheart.
Yeah, what a sweet man.
Right?
What a sweet man.
All right, you ready?
All right, let's go into this. You start up the news.
All right, so comings and goings here. Fightful Select is reporting that Mercedes Moné is likely to sign with AEW soon. Speculation she was going to appear in last week's episode, but didn't. You posted a picture yesterday.
I did.
Of not your Mercedes. But a Mercedes with money.
With a bunch of someone holding a lot of cash with that Mercedes.
And then people took it and ran with it.
I don't know. Well, I don't know why. I just liked the picture. I have no idea.
I have no idea
why anybody made it into such a big deal.
I think you were tagged in a lot of posts of people going, seen here first, Andrew Zarian says Mercedes Moné to AEW.
Yeah, listen. I think Fightful's report is very accurate.
Mm-hmm.
I believe she said it there. I did not anticipate her for this week's show. I'll tell you that based on what I know. I think next week would be a little bit more realistic. I don't know if she's debuting next week on the show. Okay, let me just put that out there. I will say that it's way more realistic that she debuts next week on the show if she was debuting within. But I think it's imminent. Like, I think it's any week now. She'll show up. I don't, you know, somebody asked me, like, if you were to give a percentage, I would say 90, you know?
Okay.
Anything could happen, but I believe, you know, I believe it's done. That's my belief based on all the pieces that I put together.
It's a smart move, too, because if you've noticed in the last few weeks, AEW has really been putting an emphasis on booking that women's division.
Yo, Deonna Purrazzo, I think she's great.
So at some point we're gonna have Deonna Purrazzo, a returning Jamie Hayter,
great name,
a Britt Baker, and Mercedes Moné. Deonna Purrazzo.
Look at this.
Like
great
this?
Name. Great name.
Let's just do this the rest of the show.
That's it. Great name.
Hmm.
I think Fightful Select's report is totally accurate. And I wanted to kind of leave my signature teaser on Twitter. And everybody had fun. But I forgot what I'm working with.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the Sasha...
The stands, the bots?
The stand bots? And I've only experienced that one other time when we made a joke about Roman Reigns.
Oh my God.
Entering the Women's Rumble to win the title. And people got very upset over that.
I had to shut my notifications off.
And it was a bot. It was like constant bots attacking.
Yeah. My notifications have been shut off since then.
I found it interesting. It's they are very, very aggressive on what they want for Mercedes Moné.
Yeah.
Very aggressive.
Mm-hmm. Very aggressive.
Yeah, and they are not, you know, many of them are not pleased by this story, so therefore, I make up stories. That was the certain people like, but didn't you say
oh my God.
That WBD, AEW was going to Max? I'm like, yeah, I did, and I'm still standing by that.
Yeah.
I said it was anticipated for the first quarter. That's what I had always said.
Mm.
And I think what I actually said... If any pay-per-view would be on Max, it would probably be the December pay-per-view at the earliest, but yeah. I don't believe so. I'm anticipating first quarter, first quarter. That could be, you know, late first quarter, March. Maybe it could go into the second quarter. Mm-hmm. It's possible, but it is going to happen. Unless something, you know, totally...
Unless something
wacky happens, like a merger that you weren't expecting.
And you never know.
Which is happening.
You never know. Like, it could be, you know, it just popped into my head because I saw some coverage of it recently, how Nintendo was supposed to team up with Sony at one point to make a new system.
Okay.
And at the press conference, Nintendo decided to go with Panasonic.
They did one of these.
Yeah. At the unveiling press conference, Nintendo
Sony
was
kept in the dark.
Yep. Sony had no idea, and the president of Sony Sony America, I think, like lost his mind, you know.
Yeah.
So anything can happen.
Mercedes fans are passionate. Maybe that's the word. Bonkers is not. Bonkers, I'm not saying that bonkers in a bad way. I'm just saying like, wow, I was shocked.
Yeah.
At how dedicated they are to her.
It's the internet.
Dude, the internet is wild.
The internet's nuts, man.
You know, AOL 4.0 changed everything.
I think so.
Yeah.
You know, I don't think it would be this bad if we still needed dial-up.
No, I want to go back.
Imagine if you needed to dial-up to log into your Twitter or X.
Oh, that'd be, it would eliminate so much of my headaches. ISDNs.
Oh, well, brother.
So... You know, I anticipate her to be there. I think the emphasis is going to be heavy on the women's division. There's still other names that would be available to them for this year. You know, and think about, you know, you got Mercedes, you got Deonna Purrazzo, you have your current roster, Britt Baker returns.
Jamie Hayter
returns. You're building something nice here.
Mm-hmm.
You're building something really nice.
Very much. And you have like, you know, they've put Riho on TV a bunch lately. You have it's Mariah May debuting. You know,
Mariah
you have
debuted,
like
yeah.
a strong women's division, and I think that unification, if Mercedes Moné does debut, it's going to be great. You're going to get a lot of great matches.
Yeah, yeah. So, I guess it's I would say very likely that she shows up within the next couple of weeks.
Yeah. Apparently, also Trinity. Naomi is going to be returning to Impact.
WWE and Impact expect return to the company. Returning to WWE.
Returning to WWE. Yeah, okay, not to Impact. WWE. Okay,
yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, return to the WWE. I always saw that, you know.
Sometimes people need a break from
sometimes,
the machine.
Sometimes you need a break from the machine. Mm. It becomes too much. She famously walked out with Sasha Banks. And they buried them on TV.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Big burial.
You don't walk out. Deonna Purrazzo, like we mentioned, was seen on Dynamite this week. She's now in AEW. I think this is a great step for her. She had a very nice run in Impact.
Yep.
Has been around for a while. Was in WWE Developmental. Was in NXT. And then she left.
She actually got called up. They never really used her.
She got called up and they didn't use her. Yeah. Yeah. She got called up
and they just caught her.
Listen, I've always thought that there was a tremendous upside with Deonna. Mm-hmm. Jersey girl.
Yep.
You know, gotta support it.
I'm gonna blow your mind right now. How would you like this?
Yeah.
Deonna Purrazzo.
Yeah.
Big Bill.
Oh, no, stable.
And a returning Enzo Amore.
Oh, Jonathan.
No. How you do it?
Thank you. Thank you. He had it queued up. I knew it.
He had his finger on that button the entire time.
The whole time.
He's like, oh, I need to get that. How you doing in there?
Yeah, why is Oreo just looking out the window contemplating her life?
Contact high.
Right. The dog's a little stoned.
Smoke weed every day. you're welcome.
Genius.
Thank you. So I live across the street from a park, and she loves the squirrels. And since the sun's out, they're all running. So she is intently waiting for one to run by.
Oh, thank you.
That's cool, man.
Just chilling.
All right. Let's see what else we got. Alex Hammerstone is also a free agent. Will now face Josh Alexander at TNA Hard to Kill later this month.
Awesome.
Hard to Kill is the first TNA pay-per-view, right? That's the first show returning?
I think so, yeah.
In Las Vegas, Joel Pearl is going to be there. You know who's going?
Who?
My buddy Mike.
Mike. Oh, Mike. My buddy Mike. Yeah. That's cool.
He's going.
That should be fun, man.
His buddy's on the card. Yeah. That's why.
This is kind of neat. Ryan Nemeth. Dolph Ziggler, Nick Nemeth.
Ryan Nemeth.
It's Ryan? It's not Nick?
Nick is the brother.
You sure?
No, it's I got Dolph. It wrong. It's
of course
you
did.
Of course you did.
Powerful knowledge.
Of course you did.
Nick Nemeth, aka this is all for cocktail, by the way. Dolph Ziggler showed up at Wrestle Kingdom yesterday morning.
Yeah.
With his brother.
With his brother. That's
and
so they showed up during the tag match.
Yeah.
Right? The tag title match. And I thought they were going to like go for the tag titles, but it looks like he's starting a program with David Finlay for that new global title.
I'm into it.
You know what? I got to tell you, this guy, you know, Dolph Ziggler is fascinating. He was always compared to Kurt Hennig early in his career.
Yeah.
And Shawn Michaels. I like that. And it was just, you know, he very talented. Everybody acknowledged that how talented he was. I think he was very much a transitional style for the time when he came up, because people weren't really bumping the way he was or doing stuff that he was. And then he was labeled dangerous.
Right.
Remember that? He was irresponsible.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah. Was that when he almost killed Jerry Lawler?
No, I think he just got concussed like a couple times. Okay. And, you know, the internet's like, oh, well, he's so irresponsible. Mm-hmm. The guy's a great worker. He's worked his whole life doing this. You know, former world champion. I think he ran his course in WWE. They brought him back a bunch.
They tried
everything with him a bunch. He's always a great hand. I would love to see what an unrestricted Nick Nemeth is like.
I would love to see the same thing. This is the first time I've been interested in this guy in like 15 years.
Yeah, that's great.
I was talking to a buddy of mine about it yesterday, and he had a great theory. You ready for this?
Mm-hmm.
Goosebumps. Beats Finley.
Mm-hmm.
Becomes the new leader of the Bullet Club, and you have a renaissance for Ziggler.
You know,
basically doing AJ Styles' thing and taking over Bullet Club.
You know what? I would not hate that. I want to see how that plays out.
Yeah.
All right, it makes sense.
Because when was the, like, this is like an interesting question too. When was the last time you didn't really know anybody who was in the Bullet Club?
Yeah, you're absolutely right. I mean, listen, I know who's in. Chase Owens has been there from day one.
Yeah.
They're here. You hear him?
The Bullet Club?
No, Scott Steiner's here.
Oh, shit.
Aaron, you guys are talking about me.
Is that his voice? Scotty?
Aaron, you guys are talking about me.
I think it's going to be good for New Japan. I don't hate it. People are like, I can't believe WWE, retreads are going there. I'm like, that's what everybody's always done in Japanese wrestling. You run the territory here and then you go to Japan and you reinvent yourself. That's just how it is.
Hey, listen, Matt Riddle challenged Tanahashi this morning.
Yeah, Matt Riddle showed up this morning.
New Year's Dash.
At New Year's Dash and challenged Tanahashi.
I think Tanahashi said, yeah, I'll fight him. I just don't know who he is.
Yeah.
Hysterical. Hey, listen, as long as Matt Riddle doesn't, he's a weird guy. As long as he doesn't get caught with THC in Japan, I think he'll be all right.
I think he's fine. I think he'll be okay. Kevin Dunn is done with WWE. This news came out Saturday during the World's End show. Monday was the first show that we saw without Kevin Dunn producing it, and it seemed a lot better.
Seemed fine. Seemed fine to me.
Somebody on Twitter, I was just scrolling. I can't even give credit to this guy or girl, whatever it was, but they posted like this compilation of Kevin Dunn's best work. And it was seizure inducing.
All cutaways.
It was all cutaways. Yeah, yeah. Like a billion. It was one was the Shield, right? And it was like a bunch of chair shots. I can't remember who it was. The other one was the Roman Reigns, the gates falling on Roman. Remember that in the backstage? And it's like 80 cuts. Just a great compilation. If anybody has it, just retweet it and tag me so I could give credit. But
now is that rumor true about how he's had that job for so long because he saved old tapes from a fire?
No, the rumor was that his father saved the tapes.
Okay, Kevin Dunn's father.
Kevin Dunn's father saved the tapes.
Brooklyn Dunn.
Brooklyn Dunn, yeah.
Brooks and Dunn.
Brooks and Dunn.
Yeah.
I don't know. Is that a true story? I mean, I've heard it a billion times.
Right. He saved...
it's wrestling. If you say it a billion times, it's true.
He saved a vintage porn collection from burning car or something.
Yeah, he saved Vince's vintage porn collection from a burning car. And forever, Vince was like, I'm forever loyal to you, pal.
I love you.
I love you. And then he kissed them.
I'm sorry. I love you.
He didn't. I'm sorry. I love you. And then he kissed
That's
them.
Where he came from.
Yeah. Nick Khan sent out a memo this week to staff before Monday Night Raw, and you can see the visible changes on Raw, obviously. I thought Raw looked great. I thought it was a fun Raw. I enjoyed Raw this week.
Yeah.
And we'll get to that, because we had the big story here from Monday Night Raw.
Oh, yeah.
Which I'm teasing a little bit here. Former WWE NXT wrestler Patrick Clark, Velveteen Dream, the man who ruined Enchanté for me.
Yeah, I know.
My androgynous pro wrestling character on Enchanté.
You took that glove off and slammed it on the ground.
I didn't feel right after he was, it was very much based on Velveteen Dream.
I miss Enchanté.
Me too.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
I'm in heaven now. Let's end the show right there.
Yeah. I want to pitch my Enchanté gimmick to RJ City when I see him.
There you go.
He'll love it. We were talking about Sardis yesterday.
Oh, amazing.
Sexton about Sardis, because Tony dropped that great line about having, going to Sardis. Patrick Clark released a video Tuesday apologizing for his behavior in his recent years. So I don't know what the hell that's going to mean. You know, it's a little frowned upon to text underage boys on the internet. What a dummy. What a fucking dummy.
That sums it up.
That sums
that
it
just
up.
About sums
he had
it
the
up.
World in his fucking hands.
He really did.
He really did. What a intriguing, fascinating character.
Yeah.
Loved it. But listen, you know, people are dummies and they suffer the consequence, and that's all, that's how it is. There's some things you can forgive.
Right.
Allegedly luring minors.
Unforgivable.
You know, if it's true, I have a major problem with it.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no shit.
WWE Money in the Bank was announced for Toronto. Joel Pearl is in the main event from Fightful. Did
Joel
you guys
Pearl
hear that?
Versus Joel Gacy.
Yeah, whatever that's that guy's the match. Name is. The Gacy boys.
The Gacy boys.
Todd Gacy. That was a murderer, right? Franklin Todd Gacy?
No. You're thinking of William H. Macy.
William H. Macy? No. Yeah.
Who? John Wayne Gacy.
John Wayne Gacy. I knew it was two names.
That's the murderer.
He was the clown, right?
Yeah, from Iowa.
He was the clown.
Yeah.
What a fucking...
Yeah, he was Waterloo, Iowa's Man of the Year in, like, the 90s.
He was... Why? Because he was a clown?
Are you into serial killers?
You know, I like the 90s story. Ones, like the old school ones.
Like
I'm
the
not
Zodiac?
Into, yeah, like the...
Night Stalker?
You know when I stopped the DC shooter?
Oh, yeah.
That was like,
too real.
Yeah, too real.
Too real. Well, yeah, like Ed Gein, you had the Gacy guy, you had...
Oh, Zodiac Killer. I mean, that guy created a freaking board game.
Pretty
to
nice.
Find him, and they never found out who it was. I think they did, right?
Yeah,
whatever. Yeah, fascinating.
Because that, you know what, that shit was on the news when we were kids, like a lot.
Dude, the Gilgo Beach killer.
Yeah, that guy.
That just happened. They found him, and what a putz!
I know.
You look at that guy, and I'm like, that's him.
Oh yeah, he looks like Kane. Absolutely.
A putzy architect. A putzy architect from Massapequa Park.
Fun fact: I also went to NYIT for architecture for 1 year.
Well, thank God. Now we know it wasn't you. disgusting human being, huh?
Yeah.
What a fucking...
What a murderer.
Grunt. Fucking... He looks like the orcs
like
from
the,
Warcraft.
The Uruk-hai?
Yeah. Looks like an orc. Patrick Clark, like we said. Money in the Bank, Tuesday, Toronto. They're going to run SmackDown NXT Heatwave and Money in the Bank, all from the Nova Scotia Arena. that weekend. All right. Day one edition of Monday Night Raw. Did 1.75 million viewers with the return of The Rock going up against college football playoffs.
If you ask me, yeah, it, those numbers are because of gender.
I think it was all because of gender.
Don't hinder the gender.
Don't hinder the gender. Let's go into the recap, Rich.
Absolutely. Nia Jax bloodied up Becky, probably leading to another match. Great. Cody and Nakamura had a segment to set up next week's match. I'm really digging this feud. I didn't think I was going to like it so much, but I'm really enjoying it. R-Truth still thinks he's part of Judgment Day, but ended up being the Miz's tag partner, and they beat Dominic and JD McDonagh. Rhea Ripley defeated Ivy Nile to retain the Women's World Championship. Definitely elevated Ivy Nile. I feel like she's got a bright future in that company. How about you?
Yeah. It was good to see. It was good to see how she was presented.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's, you know, the women's division is solid.
Very solid. You know? Very solid. Jinder came out.
Yeah.
Jinder came out, made the internet explode.
With his anti-American promo.
Well,
right?
Not only that, but people expected something better, and WWE, again, like, WWE could still work fans,
mm-hmm,
and they worked everybody, because you go, let's say you go on social media for like 1 second, everybody's so effing pissed off that it's Jinder. Oh, this is the reveal, F this, F WWE, right? Guess what, bozos? Always a bait and switch.
Yeah, and we got a big one. The Rock came out.
Mm-hmm.
Rock told him America's the greatest country in the world. Very 80s babyface against a foreign menace, you know?
He did the good Rock stuff, and I think this is part of his redemption tour.
I think this is part of his redemption tour.
For effing up Black Adam. Go ahead.
This was also after that photo of him at the Rose Bowl appeared with Nick Khan was in the background, and it was like, oh, he's showing up.
Nick Khan in the background.
He's like Palpatine.
Like, he was in the background basically about to be like, Rock, did you say you wanted nachos? You wanted nachos, right? I'll be right back. And they snapped the picture just as he asked
question. Yeah, he was not ready for that photo.
No.
The Rock did his normal finishing moves on Jinder, or as MG has called him, Gender.
My favorite bit was him calling Jinder a day one douche.
He called him a day one douche, and the crowd ate it up. It was the Rock's, you know, greatest hits promo. Nothing has changed from 1999. Same promo.
Mm-hmm.
But the big story was at the end, he said, listen, The Rock's hungry.
Yeah.
Okay? And I'm going to go eat something. And I have a question for you guys. Do I sit at a booth?
Mm-hmm.
Do I sit at the bar? Or do I sit at the head of the table?
And everybody went ballistic.
Oh, shit.
Yep.
It's happening.
Great way to end it. Great way to end that promo.
Great way to end that promo.
Good, like, two things about this. One, this guy is the embodiment of going to the gym at this point.
Yo, he's remarkable.
Right?
Yeah.
Number two, I think they did such a good job because, like I said, I have this theory about, like, his redemption arc because of the Black Adam stuff, the DC stuff, like, stuff coming out about him not being so great to work with, etc. The wildfire thing that he did that people didn't like.
Yeah.
You know, so now it's like, all right, I'm back. I'm not really doing anything. So I might as well wrestle. As long as he stays healthy, it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
I love watching the Rock wrestle.
He's the most entertaining man in all of sports entertainment. Listen, a couple notes here. A lot of rumors and speculating what's happening and why they're doing what they're doing and how it's going to affect Cody and how it's going to affect WrestleMania. I don't know for a fact it's at WrestleMania. I'm going to say it should be at WrestleMania. This is not a Saudi Arabia match.
Right, right.
I don't think it should be in Australia for Elimination Chamber. I mean, listen, maybe The Rock comes out and Rock bottoms Jinder at Elimination Chamber and wins with like a squash, you know? You could do that also. Just to like warm people up a little bit. You could do something very quick. But here's the reality. You have one of the biggest matches you could ever put together in the company's history.
Mm-hmm.
You don't get this opportunity too often.
Yeah.
Do you do it at Elimination Chamber because the municipality or the government requested for The Rock? You know, it's a paid show. I don't think they're going to give this away for free. That show's already paid for. It's all done.
Yeah.
They got their money.
Well, the interesting thing is like how to write this so you don't get into a corner, right? Like, is my question as a fan?
Yeah.
is Cody's story going to be finished, or is that going to be dragged out even longer?
Listen, if I'm making the business decision, mm-hmm. I sacrifice Cody's story for the short term to get to the biggest match that we can. Well, now, yeah. The other thing, okay? Roman may not need the title for this match.
That's what I'm saying. Okay? Like this could headline WrestleMania,
yeah,
without the title.
Without the title, and I'll tell you why. The next realistic goal in that title ranking for mm-hmm. Roman would be Bruno's second title reign.
Yeah.
Which he is 16, about 13 days away from breaking.
Yes.
Right? Yeah, am I right on that?
He's going to get it. Yep.
Absolutely. He's going to get it. And I don't see the next one being broken.
Right.
Which is either Backlund's. It's Hogan. I'm sorry. It's Hogan.
Yeah.
He's not beating Hogan. He's not beating Backlund.
Right.
He's not beating Bruno. In order to beat Bruno, I think he has to be champion until 2028. And. Listen, man, anything is possible, but I mean, like, I don't see that. What I was told from the beginning was, listen, we want to modernize the record books.
Yeah.
And this goes unanimously across WWE. It's not just for the WWE title.
Absolutely.
They need to modernize it. And this has been a focus for a while. The biggest problem is that, you know, title reigns were longer.
Right.
Because you only, you know, your big shows were X amount of times a year. You weren't on Monday Night Raw every single week.
And you need reliable guys, too.
Well, and you need reliable guys. So I don't see them breaking Hogan's record. Okay. No. And I had asked about this originally, and I was told no. And remember the time, when was that, MG, when people started speculating that I reported that he was beating Hogan's record? You remember that?
It was after SummerSlam. It was in the fall, like September, October-ish, maybe. Something we said on the air and it got spewed all over the place. And
I don't see him breaking that record, okay? But I do see him breaking this one. And, you know, you want to create your top four guys in that company's history. Those four guys are the backbone of every McMahon that ran the business.
Yeah.
Roman is the modern era. Bruno is Vince's dad.
Yeah.
Hogan is Vince. Mm-hmm. And you know what? Here's how it works. You ready?
Okay.
Bruno and Backlund,
mm-hmm.
the beginning of the WWF's dominance in the Northeast with Vince's dad.
Yeah.
And the end of that was Backlund.
Yeah.
He was the last champion for Vince's father.
Okay.
Hogan was the first. Roman was the last for Vince.
Okay.
Your top four are the four pillars that company based their success on.
Okay.
You know, beginning and end for the founder. It makes the most sense to me to do it that way.
Yeah.
You know, your top four, the four guys, you know, beginning and end of those guys. Whoever, whatever this next version is, you could do it again. And I think that's really, you know, unique and it's telling. And you told a story of the beginning and the end of this promotion, in each version of the promotion.
Right, right.
They have a very unique opportunity to get that done now due to happenstance, due to whatever you want to call it. I don't see them breaking Hogan's. I see the
apparently
apparently
you said that about Hogan in April.
April like of when? Mania.
Okay.
2020.
April of 23.
23. Okay. I found the tweet.
Okay. What? Send it to me. I'm curious.
Guys are so quick.
I know. They're so quick, our producers. It's going to happen. Now, where should he lose? Can he lose the title at Elimination Chamber? Maybe. Could he lose the title at Rumble? Maybe. I don't think so.
Do you do this? Do you do Roman Rock Night 1? Right? Roman gets put over. And then Night 2, Cody Roman.
Cody goes over. I don't like that because you told the audience it's happening.
Okay.
You know? I don't like that. You've kind of boxed in that second match.
That's the whole thing with this. It's like, you know, what is going on with these two nights? I know, you know, it's going to be awesome. Like, is this going to be the WrestleMania match? Is Rock Roman going to be the WrestleMania match? This is a once in a lifetime.
Yeah. Here's my tweet from April 30th of 2023. Something I said on the air was taken out of context. I never said Roman Reigns was surpassing Hogan or Bruno's title reign. My point was that WWE would like to modernize the record books and Roman holding the title for over 1,000 days is part of that plan. And there we are. Now we're at 1,200 days or whatever it is.
Yeah.
I don't know the creative here. And I think they have many opportunities. Now, there's also CM Punk mix in this.
Right, exactly.
And
he's got his story now, too.
You know, for me, if I'm gonna say, like, what is your dream night one and night two, right, that I would go down to Philly for?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm a little jaded.
Yeah.
Night one, Austin Punk.
Headline
it.
Great.
Night two, Roman and Dwayne.
How nuts. That's two solid main events right there.
That's the biggest. Those are the two biggest matches you could ever do in the current state of wrestling.
Yeah.
You know, and again, you don't get these opportunities. I think obviously Rock and Roman is the former, more realistic one. But we saw what Austin could do.
Yeah.
They could have a safe match, take a couple bumps on the outside, and Austin, you know, stuns Punk.
Yeah.
You know, and I'm sure Punk has no problem with that.
Absolutely.
You know, and you could do something. You could create something. The promos would be the story of that. We'll see. Also, Seth
Can
Rollins.
Can you throw a theory out real quick?
Yeah, Seth defeated Drew to retain the title, and Damian failed to cash in, and then we'll move on. Go ahead.
So real quick, I got this from Bully Ray on one of his shows. He brought it up. What if The Rock were to show up at the Rumble and interfere in Roman's match, and if it's going to be Randy Orton, Orton wins.
Say that again. Give me Bubba's thing again.
He said, what if Randy beats Roman at Rumble because Rock showed up and stopped Solo and Jimmy from interfering, and that's where the tension starts. And then he turns around, gets RKO'd, and boom, out of nowhere. And then you have Orton the title until Mania, and what's the next best story for...
I'm going to tell you, people are going to poo-poo on Randy Orton going into WrestleMania as the world champion.
Oh, forget it. Yeah, absolutely.
I love Randy. I
don't know. That's the only other way I can think this could go. You know, you have to take title off of Roman somehow.
But listen, this is the fun part of wrestling, right? The fact that there's so many moving elements and that we can speculate all these interesting opportunities. Here's the problem with speculating, though. It's never as good as your best idea.
Exactly. So I'm already thinking about, like, the moment, because you know this is probably going to happen. There's going to be a moment in that Rock-Roman match where all the Samoans are involved, right? Where Roman is facing The Rock, and all of a sudden you have Jimmy Uso on one side, Jey Uso on the other. You have Solo Sikoa there.
Well,
Rikishi with the slide in.
Yeah, and I want the Afa and Sika. I want all the elder Samoans there, and they're trying to create peace.
Even Jacob fight.
Dude, this could be a nice civil war.
Oh yeah.
You know, you could create that where all of them are sitting there and there's a meeting called and they're trying to create the peace.
Now if The Rock wins
and they're doing all the traditional stuff. I'm into this.
If The Rock wins, does he get a coronation on Monday?
If The Rock wins, he has to.
Right?
Yeah.
The hot peppers and everything?
In 1,000 years, okay? This is breaking news.
Okay, go ahead.
This is breaking news. In 1,000 years, everybody on this planet is going to look like The Rock.
Absolutely.
That is what we are all going to look like.
I'm cool with that.
What a beautifully skinned man.
Yeah.
Smooth. No hair.
Uh-huh.
No body hair.
Does that bother you?
No. I love that.
You like the no hair?
No body hair. Okay. I want us to all look like Dwayne. Jacked up, because we're all going to be on, you know, whatever
Bald
thing. We're
going
to have Neuralink. Okay. We're all going to be linked up to Tesla.
Uh-huh.
We're just going to be pumped up and beautifully olive skin.
6'5".
And racially ambiguous.
Yeah, that's cool. I'm cool with that.
That's what we're all going to look like.
That's
a peek into the future.
That's when we finally unite as a planet.
That is when we finally unite as a planet, when we all become
like,
The Rock.
We all look like The Rock.
We're all The Rock's cousins.
We're all truly The Rock's cousins.
But what do I know? I'm just a general anesthesiologist.
All right. What else we got?
Nobody knows what that means, and that's fine.
Not a journalist, folks.
I'm not a journalist.
A general anesthesiologist.
Yeah. What do I know? I'm a veterinary assistant. SmackDown for tonight. Undisputed WWE Champion Roman Reigns will appear. This is going to be big. What's he going to say?
Huge. Yeah. He's going to be like, believe that.
Imagine he comes out. He's like, what's your problem, Dwayne? We're cousins.
They're ridiculous.
You know what my son has been doing? He got a kick out of this. He saw that clip where when John Gotti It was like a John Gotti clip. Like
showing your kid John Gotti stuff.
I love this clip, and I play it all the time, and he gets a kick out of it. It's like a news break. It's like a Fox News thing, and they're in Bensonhurst.
Oh, yeah, okay? the man on the street
They're like, what about... He's like, best guy around. And he's like, what about the murder? She goes, what murder?
That's pretty funny.
My son has been saying that.
What murder?
And he got in trouble at school.
Oh, wow.
Because they're like, listen, you can't say... He was the best guy around. What about the murders? What? And he did it like 50 times.
That's hysterical.
Hysterical. Hunter's a bad boy. Number one contender match. Randy Orton, LA Knight, AJ Styles.
Great.
United States champion. Logan Paul appears. U.S. title number one contender match. Kevin Owens and Santos Escobar. WWE Women's Champion, Io Sky. Love Io.
Yeah.
Defends against Michin. I don't know why they call her that. I liked her.
Michin, I think it's.
It means something.
It's Korean for lunatic, maybe, something like that.
Yeah, Butch and a mystery partner. I think that may be Sheamus against Pretty Deadly.
It's gonna be gender.
All right, declare for the Royal Rumble so far. For the women's, you got Bayley, you got Nia Jax, you got Becky Lynch. For the men's Royal Rumble, Cody, CM Punk, Shinsuke Nakamura.
Great.
Cody comes in at number one.
Mm-hmm.
Punk comes in at number two.
I would love that.
That's a huge moment. And you know what they do?
Patty cake. They're patty caking.
Yeah.
I like that. I do think it's going to be a double elimination.
Is there anybody else that was in AEW that's there now? Or no?
Jade Cargill?
No. She's on the men's side. On the men's side.
Pillman Jr.?
I'm trying to think like if they could do something like a little wink and a nod.
Do you think QT is going to show up?
Nah.
He's gonna be a trainer, right?
Yeah.
There's this. It's very interesting. Like, yeah. I think there's some contract stuff that we didn't get to. We will.
We'll get to that. And Shinsuke. AEW. Let's go. World's End. Your picks were beautiful.
Thank you, sir.
Rich took some amazing, amazing pictures. If you want to see it, go onto our Twitter. Go onto our Instagram. Go onto my Twitter. We posted it everywhere.
60 of them on
beautiful.
Instagram.
Cool. Yeah. Mm.
Beautiful job, Rich.
It was fun. We were nice and close. We had great seats. It was nice to be... We had like a cordoned off press area, which was kind of fun.
Yeah.
But it was more irritating than fun because there was like a police line that we had to keep jumping over.
I know. We were with JJ and Corey.
Yeah. We went to the media scrum, which we talked about. It was great.
What about that idiot in front of us? You want to talk about him?
Oh, what a bozo.
What a bozo that guy was.
That redheaded dweebo.
I couldn't freaking believe it.
I know.
What a dork.
You kept trying to get him to leave, and he wouldn't leave.
You know what I did to that man?
Kicked him in the head.
No. I legitimately did this. You saw me do this.
Yes, I did. Yeah.
I plucked his freaking hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then I told him, how do your knees feel? And he's like, fine. I'm like, not so much tomorrow when I create my doll of you.
Andrew's been dabbling into the voodoo doll stuff lately.
Yep, I'm getting a little witchy this year.
good atmosphere, fun show. It went by really quick. I don't know how you felt about that.
Listen, I thought it was a fun show. I could understand the criticism for people that watched at home that they thought that, but this was a blast to go to. I thought it was a very good live show. It was at the Coliseum, jam-packed building. I thought it was fun. The atmosphere was great. Question here, I guess this, did Jericho really get booed as hard as he, at the end,
he was getting heavily
booed.
There was a lot of interesting Jericho signs in the audience, but you know, what's really interesting is that he came out like that was the whole thing of that day, right? He came out and everybody was singing Judas at him, but then everybody started booing him. It was like everybody had their cake and ate it too.
Yeah.
You know? But yeah, he was pretty heavily booed. I don't know. When we go to these shows, though, like, so, you know, I feel like we just end up bullshitting with each other a lot, which is fun. Fun card, though.
Yeah, I thought it was a very fun card. Let's see. What else do we have here?
Surprising, excellent match was Swerve and Dustin.
Dude, that was a good match. Swerve is great.
Yeah.
You know? 0 Hour had Willow Nightingale and Chris Statlander. Hook defeated Wheeler Yuta to retain the FTW title. I'm just going to go through all this really quickly.
Mm.
Brian Danielson, Claudio Castagnoli, Daniel Garcia, and Mark Briscoe defeat a Switchblade Jay White, Brody King, Roosh, and Jay Lethal. Miro submitted Andrade with help of CJ Perry.
That's
screwing
it.
Screwing over Andrade, and Andrade is gone.
That is it. That is it for Andrade. Unless something happens, Tony Khan alluded to that in the press conference where he said he wished he could make it different, but Andrade looks like he's done with AEW.
Yeah.
As of now. Listen, could he be an entrant in the Rumble?
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah. That'd be great.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. What if he shows up? That'd He's number
cool.
four.
I'm cool with
He's
that.
Number three. And now you have these three guys in there, and everybody's like, uh-oh.
Uh-oh.
Miro submitted Andrade. Timeless Tony Storm defeated Rio to retain the AEW Women's title. Swerve Strickland with Prince Nana defeated Dustin Rhodes. This came as a last-minute substitute due to Keith Lee still being injured and could not compete. Swerve was not thrilled with this.
No.
I'll tell you this. You know, in that scrum, I don't know how it came off on TV, but he came off annoyed that this was going to be the match.
Very intense guy.
And it wasn't the match.
Yeah.
Listen, man, that guy's going to be world champion this year.
Absolutely.
There's no question about it. If I'm going to guess, I would say this half of the year, first half of the year, he'll get that title.
Full Gear?
No, this half of the year.
Revolution?
Double or nothing, probably.
Maybe, Double or nothing. I think Double or nothing would be a great place to go. And that could be a big moment for him. But he's fantastic, and I think it's going to be well-deserved when he gets it. I just hope he keeps the momentum and he stays healthy and he's able to continue on. Chris Jericho, Stang, Darby Allin, and Sammy Guevara defeated Ricky Starks, Big Bill, Powerhouse Hobbs, and Takeshita. It was what it was. This match got wacky. A lot of missed spots, a lot of mess-ups.
It was what it was, yeah.
You know? Julia Hart defeated Abaddon, which you took the most beautiful photos of both individuals.
Oh, you thank
took
you.
A beautiful photo of Abaddon and Julia Hart. I have that on my Twitter. On my X.
On the X.
This may have been my favorite match of the night. Adam Copeland defeated Christian Cage in a no DQ match to win the TNT title.
Great match.
Great match.
I was watching it from the concession line.
Oh, yeah, because you were stuck there.
Yeah, I was stuck there, like, big time. Everything shut down.
So, what ends up happening is he wins.
Yeah.
Here comes Killswitch. Killswitch has a cash-in.
The former Luchasaurus.
Because he won in the pre-show. He won that Battle Royal. And he gives the cash-in to Christian. Christian cashes in and defeats Adam Copeland to regain the TNT title. Eddie Kingston defeated Jon Moxley. This was probably the best match of the night.
Match of the night, for sure.
Defeated Jon Moxley for the Continental Classic Finals. He is now the inaugural Triple Crown champion. And the main event, Samoa Joe defeated MJF. And at the end, we got the big reveal. The devil is Adam Cole.
Yeah.
And he has started a new stable called the Undisputed Kingdom.
Yeah, with his former Kingdom stablemates, Mike Bennett and Matt Taven and Roddy and Wardlow.
Yep.
You know, I think if I'm okay with this reveal. I feel like Adam Cole needs a faction.
Adam Cole needs a faction.
Yeah, I think he needs to be the leader of a faction. I feel like it works better for him as opposed to like solo Adam Cole.
I mean, listen, he's hurt, so they're not going to get to this quickly.
No. But also there's that speculation because people are taking it literally that, you know, him saying MJF will never be back, you know.
Yeah.
I think he's going to be back in a huge way, you know.
Yeah.
AEW needs... What is comparable in AEW to a Royal Rumble?
They don't have one.
Right. Because I feel like that's when, you know, WWE, it's like, it's a no-brainer, right? When you want a guy to return, that's like a big moment, right? Or a WrestleMania return. What show does AEW have that has, you could have an impactful return on that makes it must-see TV?
That's a good question.
Right?
For AEW right now, like an impactful... Kenny Omega coming back and challenging for the world title?
But when, I'm saying. When does this happen? Like, WWE has these built-in shows where you're like, oh, I wonder who's coming back.
Like, Royal Rumble. Yeah, right, or WrestleMania.
Rumble, Mania, SummerSlam. Yeah. You know, I guess, big marquee events.
I don't think they have that, but All In would be one.
All In?
Right?
Like All a Wembley? In, yeah.
Like a Wembley would be one.
Well, like that's All Out, question. Like when the show we went to...
Yeah,
that was
the
big
show
so All Out. That in fact, that was the big one where they had both Cole and Danielson on the same night. So,
yeah, interesting.
You want to talk about Dynamite?
Let's talk about Dynamite.
Undisputed Kingdom comes to the ring. New music. He said Adam Cole said it was only a matter of time before MJF turned on him, so he beat him to it. And interesting thing about this, they were interrupted by Jay White and the Guns. I think Jay White is going for that babyface run right now.
Yeah, I'm curious where they go with this.
He got cheered, and so did the Guns.
Yeah, yeah.
It's very interesting.
Orange Cassidy defeated Dante Martin to retain the AEW International title. Toni Storm was backstage, cut a great promo. She says she won't be watching Mariah May's match because she doesn't watch wrestling.
And she does. She wants to be on Broadway and not New Jersey.
Yeah, she doesn't want to be in New Jersey. So she's going to Broadway, and she's going to go to Sardi's, which Rich and I are regulars at Sardi's.
Big
fans. Love our martinis there at the bar. That little bar right in the front, the best.
Best martinis.
Best martinis.
Best martinis. And if you catch a good bartender, they will tell you stories about the place.
Yeah.
Mariah May defeated Queen Aminata. Mariah insulted New Jersey. And then you had the debut of Diana Perrazzo.
As why did you write it that way?
Diana Perrazzo. This is what it says in my notes.
I swear to God, Diana Perrazzo.
Diana Perrazzo. he's from the Midwest. What does he know about Italians?
What do you know about Italians?
Yeah. I don't think MG's ever seen an Italian person.
Americanized.
No. They freak out when they do.
Uh-huh.
God forbid I walk to his town. Imagine I walk into that bar.
Oh, forget it.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
They would think I'm Dracula, dude. They chase me. They chase me out.
Pitchforks at everything.
Pitchforks at everything.
It would be like the cantina scene in Star Wars. We don't serve their kind here.
Christian Cage's State of the Union also happened. Takeshita defeated Darby Allin in what a fantastic match.
Great match.
Yeah.
Takeshita's awesome, man.
Yeah. Ciampa defeated Brian Cage, Vikingo, and Brian Keith to earn a Continental title match on Collision. Swerve Strickland defeated Daniel Garcia in the main.
I kind of wanted it to be Brian Cage or Brian Keith. Against Eddie.
Dude, I love Brian Keith.
Yeah, same here.
Bang, bang.
He needs to team up with Hangman.
Yeah, I like Brian Keith. That's a unique, I like that gimmick.
Yeah, same here.
He comes off good with it.
But he's because he sells it so well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. The Bounty Hunter.
Mm-hmm.
AW Collision. Eddie Kingston.
Real
defends
quick,
the yeah.
You go.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Go ahead.
I forgot to put in the Adam Page stuff at the end. Challenge Swerve, and that looked like it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yes, yeah. Adam Hangman came back, attacked Swerve, and they're continuing that program. Thank you, MJ. AW Collision. Eddie Kingston defends the title, the Continental title, against Trent Barretta. FTR versus Malakai Black and Buddy Matthews. AW Dynamite next week. They've announced already Sting and Darby Allin against Takeshita and Powerhouse Hobbs. We also had Wrestle Kingdom.
Fun show.
All right. You want to run this down really quickly?
Absolutely. Okay. So let's skip ahead a little bit. You had Yuya Uemura defeated Yoshisugi.
Dude, I thought Uemura should have won.
Yeah.
Uemura should have won.
Yuya Uemura.
Uemura.
Are you glitching out?
What do I know? I'm just a cardiologist. I like Yoda Tsuji, but I think the right person won here. Yeah. I'm curious because this is the next crop of guys on that top tier for them, you know, that they're going to be working.
Yeah.
House of Torture defeated Kaiomiya and Shota Umino. Never open weight title match. Tama Tonga defeated Shingo Takagi. But isn't Tama Tonga leaving?
I don't think so. I don't think that guy's going anywhere.
Huh. Nick Nemeth and Ryan Nemeth appeared. So they appeared right before that tag match.
Yep.
And that's why I thought they were going to go for the tag titles.
Yeah.
Girls of Destiny. Hikaleo did this crazy spot.
Yes.
Did you guys see that?
Yeah.
Defeated Goto and Yoshihashi. IWGP Junior Heavyweight Championship. El Desperado defeated Takeshita.
Great match.
Takahashi. Sorry. IWGP Global Heavyweight Championship. David Finlay defeated Will Ospreay and John Moxley. I thought this was a really good match.
I think that might. Well, your top three matches were fantastic. Great. Dave Finlay winning. Great. Ospreay is on another level. His intro was 45 minutes long.
Yeah.
If you watch it, good stuff. And I would say match of the night, maybe, up next.
Yeah. Okada and Danielson. Now, I did not realize what was happening. I thought they were disinfecting Okada when he came out with the UV rays, but it actually activated his costume to show more.
How cool was that?
Very cool. Yeah. I had to go back and see it. I didn't understand what was happening.
Yeah. I think they did it awkwardly because his music started, he stepped into the UV thing, and then his music restarted.
Yeah, but see, I was listening to the Japanese commentary. I didn't hear the... I'm sure the English commentary explained it in some way. But I was like, I don't know what the hell is happening. I'm like, are they disinfecting him?
Great match. Great match.
Very good match.
Love Danielson's in-ring attire and entrance attire. Very good. I want to see these guys wrestle all the time. And your main event, IWGP World Heavyweight Championship, Tetsuya Naito defeated Sonata. Great main event. I'm happy to see Naito with the belt.
I am too. I didn't love the Sonata title run. Yeah.
I feel like lately in the last couple of years, it's been on and off. Like one guy's run will be good, the next guy's run will be terrible. One guy's run will be good, the next guy's run will be terrible. You know?
Yeah. I don't know. We'll see where this goes. I thought Tsuji should have beat Sonata when they had that opportunity, when Tsuji was getting kind of, you know, hot here. But I'm sure they have a plan. All right. Q&A time, boys and girls. Submit your questions in the chat room. We will do our best to answer. We're going to go till noon here. So we have about 18 minutes or so to go through some of these questions. Do us a favor. Follow us on Twitter at BTC Rich for Rich. You can follow me at Andrew Zarian. You could also subscribe to the show. We're everywhere podcasts are available. And also here on YouTube. Hit that subscribe button here on YouTube. It helps us out tremendously.
Very nice.
All right. What is our first question?
All right, Jonathan, do you want to handle this? Are you still there?
He's muted. He muted himself.
Okay. Never mind. I will take care. I'll do this one because this is the first one on the list here.
Yeah.
This is from AT. Respectfully, Matman Andrew is better than Wrestling Observer Andrew. I think the guy you're with on the other show likes to steer you to be more negative on AEW especially. Big fan. Thanks.
I don't think so. I think Garrett loves AEW. It's a different show. It's a different version of what I do. You know, not every show could be this. This is more fun. But I'm also stuck in a small room with my best friend. So, you know, well, what are you going to do? You're going to have a little bit more fun on this one. And this show is a little bit wacky. This is more entertainment. It's not just news. Mm-hmm. The other stuff that I do is all, you know, more news. I love doing the show with Garrett. I think he's fantastic. It's more analytical, that show. We talk more about the business side. He's very prepared.
Yeah.
It's a very different show. And I like to kind of show my different, my versatility here with coverage.
You like to diversify your bonds.
I like to diversify my bonds. You want me to talk about numbers? See, this is the difference. I'm going to start giving numbers. 14, 35. You see, I can't ever talk about analytics on the show.
I mean, you can. It's fine. But the joke is I fall asleep.
Yeah.
All right. This is from Tyler D. Chances Bully Ray or Enzo show up in AEW this year. Thanks for the super chat. That's a good question. I think if this was a few years ago, you would have had a Bully Ray.
I would love to see Bully Ray. I don't think it's happening.
Because as much as I love the guy,
it's killing me. I'm sorry.
You know, it's fine. You just want to flex a little bit. Give the people what they want.
All right. What else?
Glassdoor Gamer, any updates about AEW WBD?
Guys, I have zero updates since my last update, and that was I still believe they are going to go. They're getting signed by, you know, re-signed by WBD. I still believe Max is still happening. I'm going back on my notes, and some of the speculation as to why they were leaving BR in December had to do with that Ring of Honor show, because that Ring of Honor show was not on BR Live. Which was interesting. It was only on Honor Club.
Yeah.
And I think that was people anticipating that, you know, BR is getting absorbed into Max, which it is. And it's just a contract deal right now. It's not a matter of, like, Max not wanting him on there. It's a matter of getting everything Tony wants.
Right.
And there's plenty of time to negotiate, and that's what you're waiting on. So... It could happen. It could happen soon. It could happen in the second quarter. I anticipate that it'll happen first half of the year for sure. But that's my anticipation. But I still believe it's happening. I'm still strongly leaning towards that because I haven't been told anything else other than that. So I could only go based on what's been said to me from pretty reliable people. So if that's where they're guiding me, that's what I'm going to report. It's not my hopes and wishes.
Yeah.
It's not me pulling it out of the air. It's literally what's said to me. If someone says to me, hey, listen, it's done. It's not happening. Raw's going there. That's what I'm going to report.
Yeah.
So I'm just a messenger.
Right. Not a reporter, not a journalist.
I'm not a reporter.
You're
I'm
an
not
observer.
A journalist. I'm an observer.
And the world's best cardiologist.
And the world's second best cardiologist.
Second best cardiologist.
Yeah, second best cardiologist.
The world's most preeminent.
But I am the best anesthesiologist.
You're the best.
In the tri-state.
Best amateur anesthesiologist in the tri-state area.
Yeah, I'm an amateur anesthesiologist. I want to go to like an anesthesiology conference and just introduce myself. Andrew Zarian, amateur anesthesiologist.
I'm in the little leagues now, but one day I hope to be in the bigs.
Yeah.
This is a good one here. This is for you, Andrew.
Yeah.
Clearly this is for you.
Yeah.
It's from Keenan Evans. Serena van der Woodsen or Blair Waldorf?
No, Serena van der Woodsen all the way. Yeah, Serena. I like how mean Blair is, but it's all about Serena. Serena's a class act.
If I was a fan of Gossip Girl, would we end up doing a Gossip Girl podcast?
Oh, 100%. XOXO, I'll never tell.
Oh, my God. Matthew Hooks, does AEW make a play for Julia, or is she WWE bound?
I believe she's WWE bound. I think she's bound to go there.
Sorry. There was a report that she's starting with NXT, apparently.
I she would probably go to NXT first. She wouldn't go to the main roster. But I think she would be a great hand there. She's fantastic.
This is from Bala. Any update on Cody's contract extension? Dave and SRS had conflicting reports.
So what? It was that Dave said that he re-upped in October, right? Mm-hmm. Was that the report? And Sean said that he had not signed it yet? Am I right on that?
It was something like that. It was like the paperwork is there, but it hasn't been notarized or whatever, officiated. You're also the East Coast biggest notary.
I am. What do I know? I'm just the tri-state's largest notar. I'll notarize everything anywhere.
I know.
I notarize Rich when he comes in. I'm like, hold on, let me stamp you.
And he validates my parking.
I validate his parking too.
You guys don't know how big the studio is.
I mean, Dave's saying that he signed. I don't have any insight on this. Either he signed or he's going to sign. I don't see him leaving. Well, maybe he will. I didn't see him leaving AEW until I got a phone call from someone in WWE. And they're like, are you alone? And I'm like, yes. I was standing in a closet on a shelf.
They were like, are you alone? And then he said yes. And then they said, okay, great. Now go stand in a group closet. Of people.
Yeah, in a group of people. I can't tell you this in private.
This is from Mod Revolve. Will we ever see a 3-hour Dynamite?
I hope not.
Yeah, me too.
But anything is possible. You got thrown enough money. I mean, listen, everybody within WWE realizes that the 3 hours is a stretch, and it's very difficult to put on a 3-hour live program that's captivating for 3 hours.
Yeah.
However, it is idiotic to turn down the money.
Right.
So the initial report was the reason why Rampage happened is because Warner wanted a third hour. And this was a compromise.
Right.
Because if you're there, if you're at a taping, you're getting 3 hours of the show. You're already there. And we see what happens in the third hour. And that's why they were trying to make it engaging, where like you had major matches on Rampage. It just didn't work out.
Yeah. Okay. Next.
Yep.
Ali Khan. Do you think it's possible that Triple H had booked Cody to win the title at WrestleMania 39? And Vince came back that week and changed the finish.
No, because I was told that he was never winning the title at 39.
Yeah.
I thought he would, but I was told he wasn't.
Well, you know what? That whole finish the story thing has continued for about a year. So maybe they made the right choice.
Yeah. I think they realize that the chase is far more important than the win.
Yeah.
But you're going to have to get the win, and they've boxed themselves now. Everything changes. Yeah. You know, If this was 6 months ago and there is no Dwayne and there is no... But the Dwayne thing always loomed.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Like, that was looming always. So I think he kind of went into it knowing that this would change, possibly. I don't think he saw CM Punk coming in. I don't know how that's going to impact his run. But, you know, they're doing something unique. They're both on the same brand. No, they're not. I'm sorry. No, they are. They're both on Raw.
Who? Rock and Dwayne?
No, Cody and...
Yeah. Cody and Punk. Very interesting. This is from Justin. You guys' top 3 matches for both nights of WrestleMania 40.
Okay.
Dwayne Roman.
Austin Punk. And
Cody Seth.
Yeah. With the title?
Yeah.
All right.
He gets to finish half of the story.
Okay. He gets to finish the half that nobody wanted to see.
Yeah.
The commemorative half.
Why does Trash Paradise King, why does the merch never reflect the talent on the card at AEW shows? I think they just have to get rid of what they got.
What does that mean?
Like stock, you know?
Oh, when you go to a show, that the merch that they have doesn't have to do with it?
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. That's a great question. I don't know.
I think it's just stock. I think it's whatever they have on hand because it's a traveling show.
Yeah, but why?
Well, you gotta remember, there's a new person in charge of that department now.
Yeah, so that's going
to be trying to get rid of stock.
You know what was a great, what had great merch? That Ring of Honor New Japan show at MSG.
Oh, yeah, that was great.
Because they did exactly what Justin was talking about, where they had dedicated merch to like every single person that was on the card. And they had variations where, like, I think Switchblade had, like, a New York shirt or some shit like that, you know?
By the way, tonight's show, tonight's SmackDown is taking place in Vancouver, okay? Right now, ticket distribution is 12,909. There's 149 tickets left. So this will be a complete sellout.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Here's another one from Trash Paradise King. Is the Continental Classic title defense on Collision only for that belt or all three? If not, will all three ever be defended in the future?
I don't know. That's a great question. I've asked that 1,000 times, and I get different answers every time I ask. I think it's a bundle, isn't it?
No, I think it's the one, and then
the
it's,
one
they're
makes
separate.
It a triple crown. So what? And then what happens? You just lose all of them one by one?
I think so. Yeah, because it's not announced for the triple crown. It's announced for that Continental belt.
Hmm.
So that's the first triple crown in AEW, right?
But
Eddie's the first triple crown champion.
But if Eddie won. But if Eddie won the All Atlantic title, right? What is it now? It's the international title,
yeah.
Right? If he had won that, would he not be a triple crown champion?
No, he would. I think I don't think it's a package deal. Let's say he lost the Continental title and then beat Orange Cassidy.
I don't know why they added that title though. That's what I don't understand.
I think it was just because it's Eddie's reward because he respects Japanese wrestling so much. Wasn't Misawa like legendarily like a triple crown champion?
Yeah, sure.
Or Kawada.
I don't know. I found it to have another title. It's I don't know.
All right.
Too many belts.
A lot of belts. A lot of belts. I think Mox cut that promo too.
What, too many belts?
Where in Japan, where he was like, I don't even know why I lost this match for like a belt that just got created or some shit like that, you know, in the press conference. Ooh, this is a good one. How would you book Mercedes' AEW debut?
Who should she challenge? Not Tony. See, that's the problem. You can't do her and Tony Storm because it's a little goofy. You know, you don't want it to be a gimmick match. Someone needs to take the title off of Tony and then, you know, Mercedes could challenge for it. But who's available for her to have a program with right now?
That's true. I would say not available, but Jamie Hayter when she comes back?
Yeah, Jamie's one. Britt Baker's another. You know, there's a number of them. I don't know. Maybe her first opponent will be Riho.
Okay.
You know, Riho could be the first opponent. That's a great question. Let me think about that.
Yeah. Ballot Club guy. What's up, Ballot Club guy? Good meeting you.
We saw
on Friday. TJF, my Matman, in my opinion, Rock versus Roman is a WrestleMania match. Cody can win at Chamber. It's not about where Cody finishes the story. The story is about the title.
Yeah, I think that's very possible. And Cody is the world champion going into WrestleMania, and he defends against whoever. Now, who wins the Rumble?
Does Cody win? Does Punk win? Like I said, I keep saying double count out. Double count out on Cody and Punk.
They both get eliminated.
They both get eliminated because they haven't done that in a while.
Well, if Punk is winning, right? You're gonna have to create. He could win. You don't have to create any story for him. If he's not winning, you normally want to create why and how and what his next program is.
Right.
For Cody, Cody wins. He goes in and win. You know, he's gonna face whoever the champion is, unless he does something wacky. You know, you can't have Cody win if The Rock is going to be in that match.
Do you think they'd ever pull the trigger on a three-way between Cody, Rock, and Roman?
I think that would be a disaster.
Do you think so?
Yeah, because that's not, you know, they. I hope they learned their lesson from the last time they did that nonsense with Ronda, Becky, and Charlotte.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. Because the match should have been Becky and Ronda. But they wanted to protect everybody. So, yeah. I don't know. That's interesting. I don't know. But we're going to find out the next couple days, you know. This is Mania season. We're 3 weeks away from Royal Rumble. My favorite pay-per-view.
Crazy.
There's no other pay-per-view I like. If you told me, like, you want to go to WrestleMania, sit front row, or you want to go to Royal Rumble, sit front row, I'm going Royal Rumble. That's my favorite show.
Absolutely. Great job.
How are you doing?
Now it's time for me to start watching Rumble 92.
Yes.
Over and over and over again. Because I probably watch it about, like, 5 times every January. And I go down the list. I do 92 Rumble.
Mm-hmm.
I do 2001. I do 2002. I do 98. And then I pick like a random one where Vince is on commentary.
Yeah.
Because sometimes he forgets who the people are. And he's like, coming up next, 3, 2, it's Eli Blue. Or is it Jacob?
I always love the high and the low.
He's got him. 1, 2, no good. My mother would go nuts when I would do that.
The high, the low is so the best. Like those old Razor Ramon intros.
Coming down from the right.
Oozing my cheese.
My favorite is still watching Vince tear his quads in 2005.
That was terrible. Why do you want to watch that?
Sodomite.
Have you ever? You sodomite.
Hey, you sodomite. Get out of here.
Yo, that's his nickname now.
The sodomite.
Question, Andrew, are we doing a Rumble party?
Oh, is it a Saturday or a Sunday?
It's the 27th.
It's a Saturday.
Oh.
I'm getting I could come right to you after I get my chakras clear. I'm getting my chakras cleared that day.
You're getting your chakras cleared?
I am.
That's code for enema.
Yeah, he's getting a coffee enema. We could have an enema party. You want to do it?
Yes, always.
Yeah.
You don't even have to ask twice. You know me.
It's just so long.
I know.
It's just so long.
Well, it's also like you don't want to. I feel like it's you don't want to melt down.
No, you know what? It may work. Okay. It may work that day. Yeah.
He's going to sleep over.
Because I'm coming back from L.A. I'm going to L.A. on the 22nd.
Yeah.
I'm coming back on the 25th, that Thursday.
Okay.
So I'm gone for like a couple days.
It's going to be fun.
I have a big project out there I gotta do.
Is it hair related?
All, so good. It's hair related. Yeah. I'm not getting a hair transplant.
No, you already had one.
I already had one. I had a whole skull transplant. Hey, this is all glued on, dude.
It's like Joe Dirt.
Yeah. I got this on Temu. I got this, and I can't take this shit off.
It's stuck.
Yeah.
This is from Lo-Fi Lit. Rich, what are the scrums like? Do you feel pressure to be serious, or did you want to ask more silly questions?
I wanted to ask all the silly questions. Do you know how many things I turned down? I'm like, I don't think that's a good idea. He wants to get up and dance. You also did the long time.
Oh,
to swerve.
I know. That made me, that was for me.
That was for you, and it enraged everybody.
I know.
Which is beyond humorous.
Well, because it's one of those things where it's like, listen, we're not journalists. It's like, we're lucky to be media. We've been doing this for 10 years. If you watch the show, you know we get very silly. I kept leaning into Andrew going like, what if I asked if I could wear Swerve's jacket?
No, yeah, you wanted to wear his mink.
You know, and I was like,
that mink is nice.
It's nice. I was like, it'll probably fit.
You saw my fur coat?
Oh, very nice.
Nice, right?
Yeah, very nice. There's no pressure. Like, I don't feel pressure in those situations because, like, I think I'm a realist when it comes to this shit, you know, where, listen, great. Yeah. Journalist one, you have your agenda. Me, I have my agenda, and that's it. There's no overlap.
I want to start dressing like a big pun.
Like big pun? Like big Punisher?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That's how I want to start dressing.
Just like big.
Big.
I want to see you in a fat suit.
You want me in a... Did you see me when I get bloated?
I want... Yeah, you're very thin. You've always been very.
I'm 173 pounds right now.
Mm-hmm. But you know why? You know why you think you're so big?
Because I have body dysmorphia.
No, because you bought stock in those funhouse mirrors.
and all my mirrors are wide.
Yeah, all those mirrors make you look nuts.
Yeah,
you're like the penguin.
Your men vitality.
Super male vitality. I did take all my hocus pocus pills this morning.
Horny goat weed.
Ginseng
biloba.
Ginkgo biloba. Yeah. No, I'm serious.
Yeah.
Ginseng, ginkgo biloba, ashwagandha,
Tanga
Ali. I take a mushroom.
Oh, the ashwagandha is good.
Fugushi root. I can't even say it. I took that. And a sprinkling of Taka Michinoku. And a little bit of Taka Michinoku. Have you ever heard his theme?
No.
You never heard it?
I'm sure I have. I can't think about it right now.
He used the old Kayentai theme in Japan, but in the beginning of the show, do you know, in the beginning of the song, you know what he says? Taka is coming, motherfuckers. And then it starts this theme. It's the most shocking thing I've ever heard.
Also, I apologize. I've been sick all week, so I'm trying to get out all the ooze. It's the secret of the ooze this week.
Yeah, we're at noon. Let's do like two more. Right, let's do three more. Three more.
This is from Duse Rhodes. Great name. Anima Party is insane. $1.99. Thank you.
Thank you.
This is from Mod Revolve. $2. Any chance we get a women's C2 in 2024?
Never heard of it. So maybe. I don't know. I haven't heard anything about them doing it. I got like 5 more minutes if you want to drop me to the train at 12:30.
Are you talking to me or are you talking to...
Yeah, I'm talking to the universe.
I didn't drive today.
Oh, you didn't drive?
No.
What did you do?
I flew.
You flew in?
I ran. I'll drop you off. Okay. Large and Long Shaft said he had a facelift, and he said Andrew Small Schlong.
That's true, too.
Tiny wiener.
Tiny wiener?
No, it's the opposite. You only think you have a tiny wiener because of those funhouse mirrors.
The funhouse mirrors. It's terrible.
This is from Wrestling Joe. Have you seen any promotional work for Mercedes in AEW yet?
I don't want to answer that. No. I think they're going to do some stuff next week. All the promo stuff.
Okay.
Or am I lying? And I did see something. I'm not saying anything. No, I think next week would be when they do it.
Okay.
Pro Wrestling Joe's trying to get a quote.
I know. He asked the same question a bunch of times.
Yeah. No, I have not seen any promotional work, but I anticipate that they would shoot it next week.
This is from Moist Ham. Should comedic fodders like Santino Marella or R-Truth be inducted into the WWE Hall of Fame? I think R-Truth 100%.
Drew Carey's in the Hall of Fame. I mean, and Pete Rose.
Yeah.
You know, so yeah, of course.
You need your comedy guy. I think
R-Truth 130%.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Like, R-Truth is nothing but pure entertainment.
That man is a immortal. He doesn't age.
Yeah.
He looks unbelievable.
When you look at that picture of him and Tupac compared to now, he looks exactly the same.
That is a real photo. We tweeted that out. Mm-hmm. There was a photo of R-Truth with a nice high top. Nice, fresh cut. And he's with Tupac. And it's like a young Tupac.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like an old Tupac.
Yeah, it's not a...
I mean, old Tupac. He was 25 when he died, you know?
Close to the end of his life, Tupac.
Yeah.
Let's see. This is a one. You want to do one last one?
Yeah.
All right. This is from Ali Gamal. What do you think of the current look of Dynamite?
Visually? I like the black ropes.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the light on the crowd.
Yeah.
I liked it when they had the... I like it when they used to put like the purple lights or whatever, the pink lights on the crowd. I think it gave it depth.
Yeah.
I also don't enjoy seeing some of the hideous faces in the front row.
But that's a you thing.
That's a me thing.
That's a you thing.
I just want pretty people there.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
So.
No, but you know what? I'm going to give you a great example.
Sure.
Okay? That pay-per-view. There was one fucking guy with a sign that said, MJF needs Mital.
Okay.
Okay? I laughed when I saw it. And then all I could do was just see that stupid sign.
You're fixated.
I was fixated on that sign. I was hoping someone would grab that sign. It was so distracting.
Yeah.
If you just dim them a little bit and hit the spot, it wouldn't be as, like, in your face. Too bright. That arena was too bright.
Mm.
My eyes!
You don't like looking at people's
Except
faces.
Except when Tony Storm came out.
That's the thing. Well, the arena turned black and white.
Yeah, we're all in black and white then.
It was nuts. I do think after watching, like, we're fans of New Japan. I think the way they produced Wrestle Kingdom was phenomenal this year.
And that was bright, too.
It was bright, but I think... From my perspective, I think if Tony Khan and the production team did a kind of combination of what they're doing now and that New Japan style of shooting, I think it would be tremendous. Also, if you've noticed, we've never talked about this, the hard cam is facing the ramp in New Japan.
Yes, it is. Yeah.
Right? So
they've done that for a while, though.
They've done it for a while, but I think maybe if you want to separate AEW and give it a little more oomph, maybe ape that a little bit.
Yeah.
Well, that's what Impact does, too. And by the way, side note, did you see where Tony Khan was live tweeting Wrestle Kingdom?
Yes.
Yeah.
I thought that was interesting.
That's fun.
He was probably riding Collision while he was doing it.
All right.
All right, let's do, you want to do two more? Let's just do two
I'm
more.
Down, dude. I'm right, down right, two for more, two more. Whatever. Let's see. Did I accidentally put one up on the screen?
Mercedes versus Britt at Revolution. Sure, Britt's healthy.
Yeah, I think
we'll do like rapid fire.
If Brian Knight double elimination. If not, Cody wins the Rumble. Punk wins the EC.
W?
ECW.
Yeah.
The Dubs.
The Dubs. The period means W. He's winning the ECW title.
Well, I also want to see if we're going to get any kind of Paul Heyman thing with Punk. The wild card of Brock Lesnar possibly appearing at the Rumble.
Hmm.
You know, because if you want to make a big WrestleMania.
That's another one, dude.
Right.
Brock.
Because every year they say, like, this is going to be the biggest. You have two nights, right?
Yeah.
So you have a lot of horses in your stable right now. You got Rock, Roman, Randy, Punk, Cody. Who's to say they're not bringing back AJ Styles? I'll throw him in there, right? Gunther. Who's to say they couldn't bring back Brock? You have the Austin question, and then possibly, like, a return or two, right?
Brock and Gunther. That's the match I want. That's a Mania match.
Has Brock ever held the IC belt?
No.
Okay. He knew that right off the top of your head, too. Yeah.
It's front and center. I pulled out the memos and I moved them to the front of my brain.
This is from Ali Gamal again. I agree about the crowd lighting. Having no color on the crowd doesn't look good. And also the Fight Forever ad in the background isn't good.
Yeah. That's it. You know how many people I've screamed that to?
Everybody.
Everybody.
Everybody. I think we're good to go.
All right. That's it. We're done.
Cool.
Guys, this was a blast. Thanks, do me a favor. Please, I beg of you. Hit the subscribe button on everything that we're on. We could use it. We'll start the year off hot. I'll be back on Sunday with Wrestling Observer Live. Tuesday, where we're live, pal, with Garrett Gonzalez. And we'll be back next Friday again with this show.
Hell yeah.
And we're going to be doing our year-end stuff very soon.
Yes, next week. Next week is the year-end stuff. So we'll do our best of, we'll do our awards, we'll do all that.
We'll do two shows next week, right?
Yeah, we'll do two shows next week.
Sounds good.
All right, that's it. We're done.
Love you guys.
Sayonara, guys.